It's your host, Kate Blair. Thanks for tuning in to episode 3 of Raise a Voice, a podcast that provides more awareness and support to individuals affected by childhood cancer and encourages teens to get more involved in their community. In this episode, I'll be talking more about hope and interviewing two very, very special guests today who will be sharing their stories of hope and how they went from childhood cancer patients to childhood cancer advocates. So with that being said, let's get started. Again, my name is Kate Blair, and I'm the host of the podcast Raise a Voice. In today's episode, I am focusing on the topic of hope, and I have with me Elizabeth and Carter, who are two of the strongest people that I know. In a few minutes, they will both be sharing their stories and hopefully inspiring you. But for now, just to give you a little bit of background on Elizabeth and Carter, they have both been the Hyundai Hope on Wheels National Youth Ambassadors for the past 2 years. Hyundai became involved with the fight against childhood cancer in about 1998, and they have created a program called Hyundai Hope on Wheels through Hyundai that helps to fund research and create more awareness for childhood cancer. For every vehicle that Hyundai sells, $100 is donated. And in 2019, they were able to pass $160 million donated to childhood cancer research. Each year, the Hyundai Hope on Wheels National Youth Ambassadors visit children's hospitals to donate funds, raise awareness, and share their story of hope and their battle against childhood cancer. During each event where Hyundai gives away a research grant, they also host their handprint ceremony. Handprints are used because there is nothing more personal than somebody's handprint. Everybody's handprint tells a story and has a journey. It is a symbol of hope in the fight against childhood cancer. I have so much love for Hyundai Hope on Wheels because they have the exact same mission that I do, which is to seek for a day where no child will ever have to hear the words, "You have cancer." Today, Elizabeth and Carter, the 2017 to 2019 National Youth Ambassadors, are going to share their story and talk about how they shared their battle against childhood cancer around the nation for the past 2 years, while also providing hope to individuals affected by childhood cancer. Hi, how have you both been?
Pretty good. How have you been?
Good. How have you been, Elizabeth?
I'm good.
Okay, so I want to start the interview off by asking how you got involved with Hyundai Hope on Wheels. So Carter, you can go first, and then Elizabeth can talk about that.
Okay, so I got involved by pretty much just applying. I heard about it through my hospital, and I just decided it would be really fun. So I went through, made a little video and an essay, and submitted it to Hyundai.
And then what about you, Elizabeth?
Hi, I'm Elizabeth, one of the National Youth Ambassadors for Hyundai Hope on Wheels. I heard about Hyundai Hope on Wheels through an old camp director for a camp called Camp Rainbow. This program is through Phoenix Children's Hospital. She told me about the organization and thought I was the right kid to apply.
Okay, perfect. So I want to start the interview off again by having Carter share his story of hope, and then Elizabeth also sharing her story of hope.
All right, sounds good. So my story began in April of 2013, when I was 8 years old. I was diagnosed with T-cell acute lymphoblastic leukemia. This is a type of pediatric cancer of the blood. My journey with pediatric cancer lasted through 3.5 years of treatment. My story began when I had flu-like symptoms that would not go away. Everyone kind of sensed something was wrong and asked my pediatrician to run more tests. I was just an active kid who enjoyed sports, building Legos, woodworking, and spending time with my friends and family. Shortly after the blood work, the results came back. My doctor delivered the news that I had leukemia. It was a very scary and confusing time. I was only 8 years old. Were they sure? What did this mean? I didn't even know kids my age could get cancer. My new world would become needles, medicines, spinal taps, chemotherapy, hospitals, doctors, nurses, and lots of isolation. They had also discovered that I had a mediastinal mass in my chest. This is a huge mass made up of dead cancer cells all stuck together, pushing against my heart and lungs. I was treated at Children's Hospital Colorado. As soon as I got there, they immediately started treatment. I had to get surgery to get a 4 foot in my chest, and they pumped chemo all around my body. I soon learned that I would need radiation, because the cancer had spread to my spinal fluid. I had to get a mask put over my face, and they literally bolted my head to a table. Through all this, I just remembered that, you know, Carter, either way you're going to have to do this, so you can either do it with a positive attitude or a negative attitude. So my motto immediately became, attitude is everything. It helped me get through it. It made everybody laugh, and it was just a much more fun time. I'm really excited to have been a Hyundai Hope on Wheels National Youth Ambassador. This organization has spent 21 years funding research like the kind that saved my life. I'm really excited to be a part of that, as finding a cure is very important to me. I leave you with this thought. Hope is the only thing we have that is stronger than fear. If we have hope, we can accomplish anything. Together, we can beat cancer. When life knocks you down, get back up, brush yourself off, and remember, attitude is everything. Thank you.
Thank you for sharing that. What additional words would you give to any childhood cancer fighters who are listening right now?
Just remember that attitude is everything. You didn't get to get cancer. You can choose how you fight it, and you can choose the kind of life you want to live as you're going through it. So choose a positive one. It'll be better for you and your family, and you'll get some good laughs in with it.
Exactly. Thank you so much. Elizabeth, do you want to share your story now?
So on August 18th, 2011, I became one of the 43 children diagnosed with childhood cancer that day. I was diagnosed with stage 4 non-Hodgkin's lymphoblastic lymphoma, a cancer that affects the white blood cells in the blood. Today I stand here 7 years in remission and pediatric cancer-free. My journey with pediatric cancer began with the fall on the playground. I was just 5 years old. I hit my head on some playground equipment and got a pretty big goose egg. There was some discoloration underneath the skin of my forehead that didn't seem to go away. I'd been to the doctor for an x-ray and nothing seemed unusual. However, after months of my mom watching the spot, she noticed 3 small lumps had formed. We then were sent to a specialist at our local children's hospital, which eventually led us to an MRI and biopsy. The 3 lumps had formed into 1 larger mass overnight. On the day the doctors delivered the news to my family, I remember being confused and wondering why my dad had fallen to his knees crying in the kitchen while on the phone with my doctor. I had never seen my dad cry. He was a strong man, and like most 5-year-old girls, he was my hero. I knew something was definitely wrong. At the time, I didn't completely understand the news, but I was soon living the devastating effects from it. I soon started chemotherapy treatments and lost all my hair within weeks. I lost my voice. I lost my run. I lost part of my childhood. At one point, I ended up in intensive care and lost the use of the right side of my body. I still suffer from tremors and post-traumatic stress today. I spent 2 years on treatment. My family and friends stayed by my side throughout the treatment. My family gave me the strength, and my doctors helped me to fight. I fought, and I fought. Even when I was tired, I fought some more. Pediatric cancer is the hardest thing I've ever had to deal with. But I am strong. I am powerful. I am brave, and I can do hard things. And although I had lost so much, I never lost hope. Hope kept me strong. Hope helped me stay positive. Hope was always my rainbow. And hope helped me find my number one passion in life, which is music. Music is magic for me. Music allowed me to focus on something other than cancer. It taught me how to turn those lemons into lemonade. Not long before my diagnosis, my older sister and I were primping to perfection in the bathroom mirror when my mom looked at us and asked, "Girls, do you know what makes you beautiful?" Without a pause, I immediately said, "Lipstick." My mom laughed and said, "No, silly, your heart makes you beautiful." I must have looked so completely confused because I remember thinking and wondering, why in the world would it not be lipstick? It was a life-changing conversation that morning about how beauty comes from within. At the time, I had no idea of the importance that conversation would be in my life. Just a few short weeks later, I would be receiving chemotherapy. Soon I became bald. Kids at school made fun of me. They said I looked like a boy. I missed most of the school year, and my family did everything to make me know just how beautiful I was, because beauty comes from the heart. I believe making cancer better for kids all starts with awareness, which is why I'm so honored to be the Hyundai Hope on Wheels National Youth Ambassador. I participated in a handprint ceremony when they came to my hospital, Phoenix Children's. I look forward to this amazing opportunity to share my story and create more awareness, because more awareness can lead to more funding. More funding can lead to more research, and research is the key to finding a cure for kids like me.
Thank you so much for sharing that. What additional words would you give to childhood cancer fighters listening today?
I would just say that me and Carter are in you in your fight, and that you're not alone in it. You have so many people on your side who are cheering you on, and mainly the main thing to focus on is hope, because I know personally it'll get you through the hard days like it did for me.
Okay, Carter, what was your favorite moment during the 2 years of representing?
Ooh, my favorite moment was probably just talking with the kids. That was really important to me. I kind of got to learn what other kids were going through, and I got to share my speech and kind of help them get through that, just help them look on the bright side of things.
What was your favorite part, Elizabeth?
My favorite part of these past 2 years with Hyundai Hope on Wheels was getting to share my story of hope and inspiring others.
Okay, Carter, how do you think this organization has had an impact in your life and has changed you as a person?
Well, it's changed me as a person because I've found what truly matters, which is, like, life isn't just about yourself, and there's a lot of real world problems out there, and it's just meant a lot to me that I get to help find the cure for cancer.
And what about you, Elizabeth?
Again, just through sharing my story, I feel like this program has had so many benefits for me. It's helped me with my public speaking skills. It's helped me to connect with other childhood cancer fighters and survivors. And it's helped me grow as an individual overall.
Okay, the last question. What tips would you give to childhood cancer survivors or children who are currently undergoing treatments who are interested in becoming a National Youth Ambassador in the future?
I would say that if you really like to give speeches and just meet new people, it's a great thing, and you also get to help in partaking in finding a cure for cancer, and that's a pretty amazing experience.
What advice would you give, Elizabeth?
I would just try to show off your personality and just be yourself, because at the end of the day, they're looking for someone to not be afraid to show off who they are.
Well, thank you so much for being here and sharing your story of hope. It truly means so much. If you are interested in learning even more about Hyundai or representing as a National Youth Ambassador as a childhood cancer survivor in the future, I would highly recommend going to the Hyundai Hope on Wheels website that I have left in the episode description area. Finally, I want to remind everyone that hope is being able to see the light despite all the darkness. If we believe that tomorrow will be better, we can bear the hardship of today. Never give up and always have hope. Thank you so much for giving your time and listening. As always, Raise a Voice is a podcast made up of all thoughts, opinions, and experiences shared for informational purposes only. Thanks for tuning in, and please follow me on Instagram at ShareAHeartOfGold to see all the ways you can help to raise your voice, spread more kindness, and become more involved in your community. Thanks so much, have a great rest of your day, and make sure to tune in next time.